Om Shanti. Welcome all of you, and especially welcome to Sister Dipti. We are very happy you are here with us for this program. But first of all, I would like to ask you to come very close that we can really be a group together. Yes, that gives a more cozy atmosphere, more subtle atmosphere together, because we are in a big hole now. So that will really help. Let me, in the meantime... Ah, yes. If you need help for your translation, the translator can go into the booth now. Otherwise, you don't have translation. Yes, it's okay. Spanish is okay. Tamil, do you have translation? Maybe they can, someone of the Tamil ones, go into the booth. Someone who knows English and Tamil. Okay, let me introduce you in the meantime, our sister Dipti. Some years ago, it was in Gofit time, suddenly we had an online retreat. Maybe you were there also. It was a world retreat. And there suddenly, Sister Dipti, for me suddenly, Sister Dipti was the moderator. And I thought, wow, she's really a jewel of Baba, a kind of hidden jewel. I had never seen her before, but so full of love. And when you see her, it's like a bit like Daddy, isn't it? Do you also see a little Daddy in her? I see it. And Sister Dipti, she is based in Johannesburg in South Africa. And she came to Baba in 1986. So that's about 38 years. It's quite a long time. And she has also done a lot in coordinating International Youth Forum. Yeah. And she has a lot of experience in reflective writing. Reflective, how do you call it? Reflective journaling. Journaling. Yes. And she loves it because it brings the subtlety in herself and in the understanding. So that's why she wanted to share with us. And we have for everyone, we will share it in some minutes, for everyone a little booklet for this. It's a program that's shared for 2 days. 2 days, 1 hour, as I have understood. So today is the start of it. I think that's enough for now. Yes? So come as close as is possible, and then I give it over to our Didi Dipti.
Om Shanti. So the aim of this afternoon so many of us may have had different experiences of writing and journaling and going deep inside. But today I want to share an inspiration that I've had over many years. And this inspiration has come from Mama and from Daddy Janki. And I really felt that they have taught me how to write. Because one can do a lot of writing, but if you don't do it powerfully, the mind just is busy. But the writing has to bring you into silence, and the writing has to bring you into essence. And the writing has to bring you into subtlety. And so the aim of the 2 days where we're going to do some reflective journaling, is really in that process of using the tool of writing and journaling to become silent and become reflective and to stay in the essence of what matters most. So it's very interesting how sometimes people, when they start journaling, they start a process and they're working through a process. And I remember once saying to Dadi, so this is what I'm doing step by step. And she just negated it all. She said, no process. So I said, but I need to understand it. And she said, yes, understand it. But always start off from your highest entry point. At this time, what happens, we may start writing or going into the depth of something, but we're starting from down, going up, and there's no time for that at the confluence age. We're working through so much stuff in between. But when I start from the highest entry point, then I'm able to work through the things I have to at a level that is deep and powerful and yogi. And so you have received a collection, a book here, Living with Limitless Love. And it's a process for journaling that we're going to look at. I won't be able to have the time to go through the whole thing. We have limited time. But I'm going to take up two aspects today. Which will take us into that depth, okay? And, you know, there's no right and wrong. I found that we all are so individual and we have our own style of doing things. But when it works for us in a certain way, then let it grow for you. I'll just give you a sample before I start with that of just what has helped me on a daily basis. So Baba had often said to keep a chart and to go into the depth of different things. So I do two things. And in the morning, after Murli, I have a conversation with God. And I take a point from the Murli. And I say to Baba, talk to me. Let's go through this together. And the sisters that I live with and the people who know me, they're very happy to give me two colored pens every time as a birthday present because they know that I love writing. But usually just you're sitting far away so you won't be able to read. Which is perfect. But it's just about using, this is just for the last few days whilst I've been here. So the blue is my writing to Baba, and the red is Baba guiding the soul from a highest point of entry. And it's simple. But it makes it digestive. And I think that I call that kind of journaling conversations with God. And every day I take something from Baba's Murli and I deepen the conversation with God through it. And I find that that helps me to to hold the Murali much more deeper and to personalize it. In 1986, in December, Baba gave, no, 1987, in December, Baba gave a beautiful Murali about churning. And he talked about the different stages of churning. And that is what had inspired me during that period of time, that I need to go into that aspect of journaling or churning in such a way that ultimately brings me into an experience. I think this is the important aspect of our Brahman journey, that whatever we go into the depth of must ultimately turn into an experience. Because Baba has always highlighted that experience is the highest authority. And so I can be, there's so many powerful tools out there that we can use to journal, and they do help us unpack. But if I think about Mama as my example, that after the Murali, Mama used to go into the depth of the Murali and take out that essence. And that's what made Mama Mama, made Mama Saraswati. And so just how much do I use the Murali as a reflective tool, highest point of entry? Even if I take two or three points from today's Murali and have a conversation with God. I find when you put it down on paper, it just helps you concentrate and helps you to keep it longer. You know, just like today Baba was saying that it's like when somebody's angry, it's like they're barking. You know? And just that whole experience of how at this time the soul's energy gets lost in that process. And so that first part of reflective journaling for me is those conversations with God. And using the Murali as that space through which I deepen that. Yeah. And then at the end of the day, part of the reflective journaling is then to talk to Baba. Yeah. And I found, if you don't deepen your realizations, then those realizations don't remain a gift. Once Nibbai said, many years ago, which was my gift, he said, you can have a realization, but of the realization, then make a plan. Your realization is only as good enough as you make a plan about it, what you're going to do next. And so, you know, really to take whatever the day offered in a very deep way and to digest it. And really at the end of the day to reflect on the insights that you gained for the day. You know, like just yesterday, or day before yesterday, when we had such a powerful dose. We had Brij Mohan Bhai, and that dialogue was so, the interview was so deep. And it's not good enough just to hear it and say it was nice. It was deep. And really to go into it over and over and get the insights out of it and reflect on it. And whatever touched you, like one of the aspects that touched me deeply was about how Baba used his wisdom and the where that energy was used and where it was not used. And so to go into the depth of it, and when you journal, it's like really allowing the self to conserve your energy and bring your energy into precision so that the highest can come out. I remember once somebody asked me, what do you write about so much? You just always write. What do you want to tell? Who do you want to talk to? And I'm saying I'm talking to myself. Because until you don't digest something, it won't become your blood. And sometimes we don't digest deep enough. And because we don't digest, the soul then afterwards feels stale. And it's very dangerous to be stale in your Brahman life. Stale means like old, you know, something when it, like food that gets old, then it's unhealthy. So when your thoughts are, you know, if somebody said, so what you've been thinking about, instead of thinking what I was thinking about last week, what happened in the last 2 hours? How fresh is my energy that it is activated? Yeah? And so I just first wanted to give us a little bit of a background and to share with you why it motivates me to do reflective journaling and why it's something that I have found really helpful for my own subtlety. This many years ago, I had a wonderful silence retreat, and that retreat helped me clean out many things for the soul, many things. But I only used Baba's Murli, that's it. I never used any music or anything. I just had the 69 Murli. 69, 70, 71, 72. And I had a bhati for myself. And I kept those four books there. And I said, okay, God, talk to me. Tell me how I must have yoga. Tell me how to be this point. And I don't want to use my own head. I want to use my own background insights. Talk to me. And each time I started a conversation and I opened the book, it was so interactive. And it was like Baba took me to the next step. And I said, okay, I got it. And then I sat with it for a while. And then let it settle into my being. And then the next energy, how can I come closer? So Baba, you've become subtle. And I want to catch you. I want to feel pulled by you. And then you open the book and Baba tells you how. Now this is the beauty of this time. If we're not using the right resources to deepen our reflections, then we're just spinning around here. And it's valuable time that gets lost. It's like, it needs to be like a vortex where it's spinning and then you can take off. Yeah. So you all have a journal here. And in this journal, there are certain themes that have been brought up. And I'm not going to go into the depth of the journal because I really want you to use the journal and deepen the experience for yourself. But it's all based on the whole aspect of the dharana of love and how we activate this love deeply. And really, I need to ask myself this question: have I opened my heart to love? Or am I still afraid to love? And it's important. Sometimes initially somebody may say, no, love. But am I afraid to love or feel loved? And so we need to go into the depth of that and understand it. So I want you just to go to page 7. So this book is going to provide you with a variety of flows of energy to be able to do that. But just to get us warmed up in a way, we go to page 7 and I just want to read a little and then we're going to do one simple exercise just as a warm-up, right? And so, in return for love, Baba, the bestower of blessings, is giving this blessing. May you always be the image of love with every soul, in every situation. Never let go. Never forget your loving image, your loving face, your loving interaction, the loving relationship and connection. Whether it is an individual or nature, or whether it is a fearsome form of Maya that comes in front of you in the form of fire, keep transforming it with the coolness of love. You have to create the loving world through loving vision, a loving attitude, and actions filled with love. Even if someone does not give you love, you, the master, loving souls, must be the bestowers and keep giving spiritual love. Catch Baba's words. Feel them. What is Baba awakening in either soul? For a moment, think about it. Read that again. Just still there. What is Baba waking up in you? Read till where we read again. And then I want you to take pen to paper. And I would like you to ask yourself, what has been the special basis for transforming you and attracting you to be part of the Brahman family? So read the beginning again, and then we'll have a little bit of music. And don't think too much. Let the vibration of what Baba has said there, let pen and paper start working for you. And let's start off with just, this is a warm-up. Ask yourself, what has been the special basis for transforming you and attracting you to be part of the Brahman family? Think about that very first day you came to Baba's home. Think about it. The question is on page 7. In the middle somewhere of that. Yeah? But to help you understand it, and for those that may need a little bit depth, just what activated your love? Let's warm up into it. So relax. Don't sit so stiff. Relax. Take your pen, take your paper, and just let the heart flow. What awakened your love the first time you came to Baba? Don't think too much. Just let that energy flow. You can write in the book, you can write on a paper. I would suggest if you have a notebook, just do some automated writing. Yeah? Spiral. So just start from the middle and just keep going, 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 going. Don't think too much, just write. However you're feeling, that moment in your life's journey when you thought, wow, ooh, I'm so loved. You know that day when the heart went boom, boom? Yeah, something happened. Feel that moment of love. That was your first step of transformation. Don't think too much. The aim is not to think, it's to awaken. So ask yourself, what has been the special basis for transforming you and attracting you to be part of the Brahman family the first day you touch love? Just keep writing. It doesn't have to make sense right now. Keep writing. Use images that may have supported you. Maybe you walked into the place and you smelled the incense. Oh, I know this. Or maybe you saw Baba's eyes and you thought, I'm home. Catch those moments that awakened that moment for you. Just write, let it flow. Visualize and smell the fragrance of that purity. Feel the atmosphere. First moment you touched love. Maybe it was the toli you ate. Minutes, just keep writing. Don't stop. Don't think. Just keep that pen onto the paper. It will flow. Keep writing. Okay. Just to support the process, just in 1 minute, I want you to turn to the person next to you. and just share in essence the day you touched love. 1 minute only. Okay. That was 1 minute. Okay. Thank you. So something is warming up and something is awakening. Write it down. In this interaction, something happened. Something has warmed up. Something is awakening. Write it down. Write it down in essence for you. What happened? So you were talking and you're warming up something. You're awakening something. So you've picked up something. Write it down for you. What is it? Don't just write a fact. Write that powerfully. This is called reflective listening and accepting. Write. Internalize it and make it your own. Okay. Now look at what you've written and find 3 words on your page that's giving you life right now and circle them. Just look at your page nicely. There's 3 words on your page that is waking you up. Circle them. It's there. 3 words. You found your 3 words? Okay. Now write a personal commitment with those 3 words. So whatever it may be that I don't want to add to your energy, but whatever 3 words may be, to consolidate it, to say, well, today Baba, I, and finish the sentence, because this is your next step. You've woken something up and you're taking it into your day. So Baba, today I, dot, 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 dot. So why it's important to take it in these kind of steps is that our journaling and our reflections should take me forward. It's not just things that I've written in my book and it's there. Those 3 words must make your steps for the day alive. Whether you are dealing with yourself, your own sense cards, whether you're interacting with others, whether you're trying to have yoga, whatever it is, that reflective journey that you went on becomes a gift to move you forward. And so the moment you touch love, it awakens something. And it awakens 3 powerful energies for you, which you have. And if tonight when you go to sleep, if those 3 words are not alive, then ask yourself why. If these are so precious moments, why do I put them off to sleep? With me? Yeah? So just that's one exercise. time goes so quick. But in your book itself, there are important reflections. And I did this as a warm-up, just to give you a head start. But it's a beautiful exercises that you can go through, and there's enough space in your book to be able to make it colorful and to go into the depth of it. As a summary, if I go back now to page 11, how God's knowledge inspires me to become one with limitless love. You know, for many years, I had a bliss book. And I only had one question in my book every day. Why is Baba my loveliest one of all? And every day, I still have those books, because every day, from that day's Murli, I would listen to the Murli and then look at Baba and say to myself, why is Baba my loveliest one of all? Because it brings out every treasure from that Murli. If the Murli is not turning into intoxication, if that Murli is not inspiring, it's not going to bring transformation. Otherwise, it's just going to be a nice point. But when the Murli, and I'm using the Murli as a basis, and as I said, what helps me a lot, for a long time, I had a bliss book, a nice book. Why is Baba my loveliest one of all? It really healed my heart. You know, when you really touch someone in your life that can do everything for you, they do become your loveliest one. And you can pick it up from the Murli, and the Murli has so much more life then. It inspires an incredible space of transformation. And so, conversations with God. You know, if I'm not using the Murli as a reflective tool for my conversations with God, I'm missing immense treasures. You know, Baba used to often say that, go and churn the Murli, and I think this time, Moira, I think you had shared with me how Nivebai was sharing about the 10 minutes afterwards, before even announcements are made, of just to go into that depth. If I'm not digesting, I find sometimes it's not easy just to sit and think what Baba has said. But when I start up a conversation, you know, take your book and take your two color pens and do what you need to. I have such beautiful books, which are my conversations with God. And it's purely based on the Murli. So it's not my own head space. I'm not like adding things. But it's pure divine knowledge. And it's like, you know, Baba talking to the mind. Baba talking. So I would like sometimes say to Baba, so today you talked to me about how to look after my body. Okay, I hear you. And I just use the Murli to say, child, these things. And I say, okay, Baba, I hear you. Make it personal. Take whatever theme and make it more. And when you make it personal, every aspect of jnana is covered. But you have to go through reflective journaling. If I'm not having those conversations with God, then the murli is not fully digested. And there's no digestion, there's no intoxication. Yeah? I just want to... time. So, Baba yesterday talked about walking hand in hand. Remember? Did you walk hand in hand with Baba? Yeah? So, if you go to page 14 of your journal, it's called meditative writing. Yeah? So there's another form of journaling where you go into that meditative form. And I just thought I would take this up because Baba's saying here on page 13, someone is pulling me with the thread of love. Today the spiritual beloved is telling you, lovers, become equal and come close. You are sitting in the moonlight. To stay in your form of coolness means to sit in the moonlight. Constantly stay in the moonlight. Your dress automatically shines in the moonlight. Whenever you are seen, you'd be seen sparkling. Constantly remain on the shore of the ocean. This means to constantly maintain your stage of being complete as the ocean. Do you understand where you have to stay? The beloved loves the shore. Constantly be like the beloved. Stay in the company with your hand in his hand. This is what it means to be loving and cooperative. This is Baba's Murli of 1981. And as you go through this process of the journaling, you will see in the next few pages that how, when I am an image of coolness, it will help me to respond to my sense scars. And this is very, very important to understand. Because if my sense scars, so-called my sense scars, are so alive, they make me reactive. And so Baba sets this high frequency at which I meet him. And he said, you are with the beloved in the moonlight at the shore of the ocean. Awaken this energy and then deal with what heats you up. You with me? Yeah. Because sometimes what we're doing is we're saying, oh, this sanskar, somebody said to me today, well, you know, I don't know why I get so quickly angry. And I must get rid of this anger. Baba was saying today, stop barking. And yeah, so they were really concerned about it. But if I'm trying to shift things on a linear level, it's hard work. But if I'm with the ocean, I'm in the moonlight. The energy is very different. Using that reflective energy to shift things. And you'll see in the next few pages of this, it allows you to use this high frequency words from Baba in Baba's 1981 Murli, where Baba and I are walking hand in hand. And this energy helps me to deal with the challenges that the soul is facing. Because I'm in coolness. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Sister Dipti, for sharing this. I think on behalf of all of us, we thank you, Sister Dipti, for your sharing for this first session. It was lovely and very inspiring. I think that you will agree. We are looking forward to the second session. It will be tomorrow, do you know? I'm not informed. Same time? Same place? Okay. For anybody who doesn't have the journal and would like to join this reflective journaling, they are lying here. You can take one. Om Shanti.